Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, post-workout here. Listen, I read this quote the other day by Steve Jobs. At least that's who was quoted on LinkedIn. It was a great quote. It said, "We don't hire smart people to tell them what to do. We hire smart people so that they can tell us what to do." Isn't that interesting? I love that quote, and it is so true. Listen, if you want to reach a new level as an entrepreneur, as a freelancer, coach, author, speaker, whatever you're doing today, you need to get smart people around you, and then you need to back off. Listen, you don't hire a smart person and then micromanage them. They'll leave you, all right? The whole reason you get smart people around you is so that they can tell you what to do. And case in point, this morning, I go to my email inbox, and one of our teammates, Abby, did a fantastic job. She said, "Look, Carrie, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, all your social media needs to be updated with the new Daily Show logo. And guess what? Here's all the suggestions for how to change it." So in other words, I love this about people. And listen, everybody on our team is incredibly smart, but they're getting to the point where, at least maybe I'm becoming smarter, where I'm like, let me get out of the way. And I love the fact that Abby saw something, anticipated the need, created new logos for it, and said, "Here, what do you think?" And I responded back to her. I said, "Amazing, go change them. You know, rock and roll, keep going. Don't let me stop you." Listen, what type of person do you want to be in your business? If you want to be someone who's micromanager, someone who, and listen, I know we all struggle with that. Listen, I struggle with that too, right? I think every single person breathing and living is a control freak. Some people hide it well, but I honestly think that we are all fighting for control. Most people are fighting for control in their lives. And listen, you are the barrier to your own growth. You are the barrier to your own business. So do you want to get smart people or don't you? Do you want to get, you know, soldiers who have to check in with you every single minute of every single day? Okay, if that's the case, your business is going to inch forward. Or are you going to empower people? Are you going to give them the ability to make decisions and then just step back? This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Respond in the comments if you can relate. If you're someone who's micromanaged by a boss, go ahead, put that in below. You don't need to list their name or anything. If you're someone who struggles with control, who hasn't quite gotten this lesson yet, put that below. If you're somebody who finally got it, someone who is letting other people just blast through walls for you and they're fully empowered, go ahead and post that below. I'd love to start the conversation. Maybe you have tips. Maybe you have tactics and tools that we can all learn from. But let's start the conversation today, because I really believe that we were created by our Creator with the ability to make decisions, with the ability to lead, with the ability to essentially have dominion over this world. And whenever people cut back and just put their thumb over us, I honestly think we lose something human about ourselves. And we become robots and machines, and we don't live lives that are truly alive, that are souls on fire. So let's stop being machines, let's return to our humanity, and let's be empowered to make decisions. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.